Torah in North West London, Wednesday. What's the date today? Anybody? 11th of October? 11th of October. And which day in Tishri is it today?
Chof.
Sunday was 26th. Chof of Tishri. Harav Yehoshua Shimshon Brunner. On the subject, is Bir Chazamozin always enough? This week's Torah has been sponsored. L'Refua Shleima of Reform Moshe Ben Devoira. Sheyuske L'Refua Shleima Bekorov. So shall Chali Yisrael.
The shoes of Imoyu, the shoes Kola Kodesh Nazar, it's a Sheshnum Poy, a Shenenum Poy. I see there a lot of people who are Royim Ve'in and Nirim. And today, Mitzvah, we're going to discuss, like we heard, is Birchas Hamazon always enough? We know that when a person has a meal, when he has bread, so afterwards he benches. So today we're going to discuss, is benching enough? Is it always enough? Or is there sometimes that you have to say other brachas? Just before I start, I want to be makir tov to Reb Dudi Iskovich for Masada, giving me this privilege to speak over here. The pasuk says, Reishis avisoy sechem, chala. The pasuk pshat avisa is a dough. When a person makes a dough, he has a mitzvah to give chala. The chsam soivetaitis arisa is a bed. The Reishis avisoy sechem, the first machshav in the day, when a person wakes up, his first machshava, how he starts his day, should be a toy away, and Reb Dubi definitely gets a big schus in this program. So we're going to discuss today, so before we go through the shayla, we just want to give a short introduction, and if a person plans on washing and having a bread meal, he's not allowed to make a bracha on other foods before the meal. He has to wait to say amoitzi and have everything in the meal. He can't take other foods before the meal and eat it. And there are two reasons given for this. The first is a bracha sheina tzvicha. And we know that besides the issa of saying a bracha levatola, saying a bracha in vain, there's an issa, it's not as chama, but it's also an issa of making unnecessary brachas. If a person can make one bracha, and instead he make one bracha, he makes two brachas, when he could have parted the same food with one bracha, he's doing a bracha sheina tzvicha. So if a person is going to take, let's say he's going to take a potato, he wants to nash on a potato before the meal, when he's about to wash on that bread, if you wait a few minutes and have that potato in the meal, he wouldn't have to make a bracha on that potato. So even though it's not a bracha levatana, if he makes a bracha on a potato and you have to answer amen, if he would eat the potato before the meal without a bracha, he'll be over issa of eating without a bracha, but it's called a bracha shein tzvicha. It could have been avoided, and therefore it's unnecessary to make that bracha. Another reason why a person is not allowed to nash on a food before a meal when he plans on eating that food in the meal is as a din of kedima bebrachas. A person has to give priority to a more chashev bracha. And hamoitzi is a more chashev bracha. Hamoitzi is the most chashev bracha. If he's going to make a bracha on a potato and then make a bracha on hamoitzi when his table's set in front of him and he's ready to eat, he's doing the opposite. He's first making a bracha adama and then hamoitzi. And we know hamoitzi has to be first before other brachas. So that's, a person's not allowed to eat before a meal when he's planning on eating right away and his meal is set in front of him. He's not allowed to do that. What we're going to discuss today is a person who was not planning on eating bread. He ate a meal, and then he decides, we're going to give different examples. So you come home one evening, and your wife is feeling very good about herself. She made a big pot of meatballs, and she says, Chaim Chatzkel, tonight meatballs is for supper. So she actually has a chasana. She's not going to be eating with him, but she's sitting there. When he eats, she's going to be going out in a few minutes to a chasana. So he has the meatballs. He takes one fork of the meatballs, and he realizes that the situation is not so good. What happened was, his wife's long-lost friend, Pesha Genendel, who she didn't talk to already for a full 45 minutes, calls in the middle of supper. She gets very involved in the conversation, and instead of putting in four tablespoons of sugar, she put in four tablespoons of salt. Now, you're a good husband, you're a mensch. You compliment her, how it's delicious, while you keep taking more and more salad to try and neutralize the meatballs. And you're waiting till she goes so you can throw the rest in the garbage can or in a dustbin, as they say over here. And Baruch Hashem, in a few minutes, she leaves. You go to the garbage can, you empty out the meatballs from your plate. But now, you're hungry. You didn't have any supper. So you are going to go back to the old-fashioned peanut butter sandwich. So now, what's halacha? Do you have to make a boy in a fashas, supposing those meatballs were royal achila, Do you have to make a bein nefashos on those meatballs, or is it enough the birchas hamazon that you bench at the end of the meal without birchas hamazon cover the meatballs? Another example: Leil Simchas Torah, Simchas Torah night. Person comes home after our kofis, and he's ready to eat the suda. His wife's not at home. Probably she went with the children to a different shul to get some more sweets. We know the dentists make more money in the week after Sukkot than they make a whole year. So we have to support the dentists. So now you don't know when she's coming back. Simchas Torah, there are two questions which you never ask on Simchas Torah, and that is why and when. So you don't know when she's coming back. You're hungry. You make Kiddush, but you need Kiddush Mokum Suda. You can't just make Boy Pagofen and drink the wine. You have to have at least a kazayas of mezainas. You take a kazayas of honey cake or lekach. And now, as soon as you have your kazayas of cake, your wife comes home. She also had Kiddush. She's ready for the Suda. Do you have to say Ala Michya on the cake before you have the Suda's Yom Tov? Or is it enough that you bench at the end of the Suda and that will patter the cake that you had before? A third case, a bacha, yeshiva bacha comes home.
So there might be ala geffen as well.
There might be ala geffen, sure.
Kiddush, you said.
Well, it's a very good shayla with ala geffen. So the birchas hamazon really patters the wine of Kiddush, but it's true. Once you're saying ala michya, in a way it might be better. You're saying a good point. That once you're saying ala michya, it would be better. If you would say ala michya, then the correct thing.
You have a Kiddush before you have the main suda.
Right.
But in a different place,
isn't it? What's it? You're talking about the Kiddush right before Suda, you eat, or you're talking about you go to a Kiddush in shul and then you're eating the Suda at home. If you're eating in a different place, then you'll for sure you'll say Ala Michya. You're not supposed to leave a place before Baruch HaKohen, and then you go home soon.
You have the Kiddush at home.
So some people, you mean right after Kiddush, before the Suda, they eat something. So okay, we might discuss. That's a good trailer. Well,
sure.
Yeah. No, he's going to make Lechem Mishnah. But no, when you have Kiddush Mokum Suda for Mezainas.
No, I know that, but.
He'll make Lechem Mishnah. He'll say Ala Michya, maybe, and then he'll wash. That's the question. Does he have to say Ala Michya and then take Lechem Mishnah and make Hamayitzi? Or can he just wash, take Lechem Mishnah without Ala Michya and count on the Bichas Hamazon at the end of the Suda to pater the honey cake or the Lekach? The third child we can discuss is Shiva Bacha comes home late at night. He's ready to pound down a house. As we know, you know, yeshiva meals, what they all say about the meals. He's not so excited about them. He's coming home starving, hungry. He's ready to whatever he can see, he's going to eat. He opens the fridge. He sees a bowl of macaroni. He decides that's going to be a supper. He eats the macaroni. Makes mezainas, eats the macaroni. And after he's finished the macaroni, he's still hungry. He decides he wants to have bread. Does he have to make ala michya on the macaroni before he washes and has his bread meal? Or do we say that it's enough that when he benches at the end of the meal, that birchas hamazon will patter the macaroni also? Now, as we're going to see, each one of these shailas has a different answer. We're going to say what the klal is. The rule is that birchas hamazon can only patter what's related to the suda. Birchas hamazon is a bracha on whatever you ate in the meal, even things that were not covered with hamayitzi. That means we know there's certain foods in a meal that are not covered with hamayitzi. Hamayitzi only covers foods which are eaten lesvia, which are eaten to fill you up. Hamayitzi is the most important food, the most essential food which a person eats lesvia to fill himself up. So that part is also fish, potatoes, salads, spaghetti, pasta, anything which is eaten to fill a person up. If a person has things in the meal which are not for that purpose, let's say he has a fruit or he has dessert in a lot of cases, so then he has to make a bracha. He has to make a separate bracha, or eitz, or adam, or shahak, or whatever it is. But even those foods, he doesn't have to make a bracha choyna. Even though he has to make a bracha, every time you eat an apple, you make eitz an apple, you have to make a bein nefashos after, as long as you ate a kazayis in the right amount of time, kadeh achilas pras, you make a bein nefashos. In this case, since you're in the middle of a meal, the birchas hamazon patters anything in the meal. Even foods that required their own bracha, because they weren't tofel to the hamayitzi, but birchas hamazon covers them. So birchas hamazon covers everything which is shayach to the meal. So even though the apple is not eaten lesvia, but it's eaten in the meal. It's called shayach. It's related to the meal, and birchas hamazon patters it. However, something which is not related to the meal, on that birchas hamazon doesn't patter. Birchas hamazon only patters what's related to the meal. So if a person would eat food before a meal, since that food before the meal had no shayachas to the meal, it was eaten before the meal, so birchas hamazon cannot patter food which is eaten before the meal. So therefore, let's go back to the first shayla. The B'chaim Chatzkel He had a kazayis of meatballs. It wasn't so tasty, but he's chayiv in a bracha achrona. So the question is, does he have to say bo nefashas, or can he wait till he benches at the end of his peanut butter sandwich? The answer is he has to say bo nefashas, because the birchas hamazon, which he's going to say on his peanut butter sandwich, is no shaychus to the meatballs that he had before the meal. And therefore, he has to say bo nefashas. He should say it before he starts his meal. If he didn't say then, he has to say it even in the middle of his meal. And if he doesn't remember till after benching, he has to still say then a bo nefashas, because the birchas hamazon no way compared to the meatballs. If a person would have a meatball and say bo nefashas in it, he wouldn't be yotza. If a person would have a meatball and bench on it, he wouldn't be yotza. He'd have to say bo nefashas. The chiddush, when you have meatballs in the meal, you don't have to say bracha achrona, because anything eaten in the meal, birchas hamazon covers it, just like it covers bread, it covers everything which is a tafel to the bread. But that's all when it's eaten in the meal. When he's eating meatballs before the meal, the birchas hamazon, it will not pat to it, because the meatballs had no shaychus to the meal. And therefore, even after benching, he would have to still say bo nefashas on the meatballs that he ate before the meal. Let's go to the second shayla. The second shayla, a person comes home Simchas Torah night, and he has a kiddush b'makom suda, he has a kazayis of cake, in order to be able to kiddush b'makom suda, then he's going to have the yantar suda. This was left after that case. What in any case, where the person would eat cake and then decide to have a bread meal. The shayla was, does he have to say ala michi on the cake, or is it enough to bench? So, to make a long story short, we know there's two types of mezainis products. There's a mezainis which is baked, and there's a mezainis which is cooked. Cake and cookies, pretzels, these are all baked. If a person has spaghetti, pasta, macaroni, or any time or any form of mezainis which is cooked, that is known as a maisa kadeva. It's a cooked mezainis, and that is a different family. The difference between them is a very important difference in halacha. When a person has a baked product of mezainis, that is known as pas habar bekisnin. It's really bread, and not only bread, it's really chayv and challah. It's called lechem. Any mezainis, anything made out of five grains and is baked, is called lechem. It's just the chachamim gave a special kula that since it's not the derech to be kaveya suda, people don't usually take these things as a meal. They have it more as a snack. Therefore, the chachamim said, we decided all brachas are drabanan. We know that all brachas besides birchas hamazon is drabanan, and tilis adayim is a drabanan. The Rabbanan said, since we were the ones who are masakin it to the Sadaim and Hamayti, we're going to be the ones to say that in such a case, since you're having bread, a type of bread which is not the derech to make a meal out of, and you're not having the amount that you make a meal of it, the Chachamim said that on such bread, all you make is mezainis, you don't have to do it to the Sadaim, and the Baruch HaChoyne is ala michya instead of Birch Samazin. If a person has a large amount, so then we know it has a din of bread, he washes it to the Sadaim, he makes a moitzi, he benches. If there's three people, he'll make a mezuman. If he benches ala kois, he'll bench ala kois. Because pasav or bekisim, which you have a meal out of, you have a large enough amount, or this is your meal, is exactly equivalent to bread. That is the halacha of pasav or bekisim. Then there's another type of mezonis, which is cooked food, and that cooked food, however much you eat of it, you're never going to bench. That is not lechem. Lechem means baked. A cooked food, a mezonis which was cooked, like we gave examples, is not at all bread, and however much you eat of it, all you have to say is ana michya.
So now, a bagel which is boiled before it's baked is...
So, a bagel, the way they make a bagel, they dip it in water. But after that, yeah, true, it has a lot of water. If you have to burn, when you want to burn chametz, Erev Pesach, don't take a bagel. A bagel takes a long time to burn because it's full of water. Because they soak it in water and absorbs a lot of water and fire are not the best shidduch. But a bagel is baked. The Chazanish writes a bagel is hamaitzi, and a bagel has a din of regular bread. So now the difference between the
small amount of pasta.
If a person has a small amount of pasta,
if you have a kazayis,
you have a kazayis of pasta within the shiur derech l'spasi yisal amicha. The difference between pasta and pasta baba kisnin, which is the baked products, is baked products. You only say mezayin yisal amicha when you have a small amount and it's not your main meal, but once it's your main meal, you make kaveya suda, as it's called, it becomes regular bread and samaitz, because it really is bread. It's just the chachamim waved different halachas because it's not the derech to make a meal, but once you make a meal out of it, it is bread. And the pasta, however much you eat of it, is always going to be mezainis and alamichya. You're never going to bench on pasta, however many bowls or plates of pasta you have, even if that's your meal and you're full, you will always make alamichya at the end. So now, this is where the chilek comes. Now, the difference between pasta or bekisnin and pasta, maisa kadeira, as we said, cooked food, as we said, is that Pasbob Kisten is really a form of bread. Now, without going into the details, could have you heard it already? The Gemara says that Pasbob Kisten is alamichya if you don't have a meal out of it, but the Gemara doesn't say exactly what Pasbob Kisten is. And it's a very big machaikas for Shainim what Pasbob Kisten is. We know that it's a bread which is not the derech to make a meal out of it. We know that it's a bread which people eat as a snack. But the question is, what defines exactly Pasbob Kisten? Some Rishonim say it needs a filling in it. If it has a filling, it could be like a jam, or it could be a chocolate, a kokish cake, which has a lot of chocolate in it. That's Pasbob Kisten. But anything else is hamotzi, or the dough itself is sweet, and therefore that all our cookies would be mezainis. But if the dough itself is not sweet, like a pretzel, the dough of a pretzel is not a sweet dough, that would be hamotzi. And some hold anything hard, like a pretzel, is mezainis and everything else is hamotzi. It's a big shaila what Pasbob Kisten is. So most of our cakes and cookies today fall into that suffix, and the halacha is that all of those, they all have the din of Pasbob Kisten. We're makel, and we give all the din of Pasbob Kisten, even though some of them might be bread, according to some opinions, but we say they all have a din of Pasbob Kisten, and as long as you're not making a meal out of it, then we say Sovik brachas, it's a Sovik Dabonon. As we said, all the brachas are Dabonon, you make a mezainis and an amichya. But there is a possibility that the very hamaitzi and bichsamazen. Like we said, according to each shitter holds that what the other shitters define as Pasbob Kisten is regular bread. Those who hold a pretzel as Pasbob Kisten hold that a kokish cake is going to be hamaitzi. And a sponge cake and lekach are all going to be hamaitzi. Because only a hard cracker is mezainis. Those who hold that you need a filling to make a mezainis, like a kokish cake, a chocolate kokish cake, will hold that any cake which doesn't have a filling in it is going to be hamaitzi. According to them, a pretzel is hamaitzi, and a lekach is hamaitzi. And so too, each shitter holds that the other shitter is hamaitzi. We make mezainis hamichel, all of them, because it's a suffix, and since only a shayla v'dabonon, like we said, because you're anyway not full, and once you're full anyway, you're going to bench. So since it's only a shayla v'dabonon, we say hamichel, and we don't bench on any of them. But as we said, there is a possibility that a person has a kazayis of pretzels, he already has to say bichsamazen. There is a possibility he has a kazayis of lekach, he has to say bichsamazen. And there is a possibility if a person has a kazayis of a kokish cake, he has to say already bichsamazen. So now, when we get to the shayla of a person who has a kazayis of cake, let's say he comes over my office and he had his kazayis of cake. So the halacha is on a kazayis of cake, you make alamichya. But is it for sure alamichya? No, it might be bichsamazen. So since there's a possibility that it might be bichsamazin, and we only make alamicha because of a suffix, we don't make a full three brachas, it's a suffix, therefore the halacha is going to be in that case, as long as he's going to eat the suda right away, he will not say alamicha on his cake. Because we only say alamicha on cake misafik. Like we said, most of our cakes and cookies, unless you have all three conditions, like a hamantash, a person has a hamantashen where the dough is sweet and it's a hard crust, and it has a filling in it. So that is going to be a Pasbob Kisten according to everybody. But most of our cakes, the cake where we spoke about, that he has lekach or honey cake, that is a Suffolk bread. And it's a Suffolk mezain. It's a Suffolk alamicha, Suffolk b'chsamazayin. So even though we pass in the say alamicha, but that's only because of a Suffolk. Since there's a possibility that it's really b'chsamazayin, so therefore he will not bench before the Suda, and he will lie on the b'chsamazayin at the end of the Suda to patter it. Because even, you have to add that even if you hold it is alamicha, but b'diavad yoytza, if you bench on cake, since cake is lechem and cake is filling, if you bench on cake, yoytza b'diavad, and there's a possibility that it might be the correct bracha lechatchila, we don't know what exactly is Pasbob Kisten and what exactly is called regular bread. Since there's a possibility that the correct bracha is b'chsamazin, so therefore we say just may b'chsamazin, it's best to have in mind before it to patter it, but b'diavad it will patter it even if you never had in mind specifically.
When you say right away, well, in your example, he came and his wife was out. He knows she's coming back and he's going to have a suit. Suppose she's half an hour.
If it's within half an hour, the post can say that anything within half an hour, that is called right away. As long as he's having the suda, he's going to wash within half an hour of his cake, he should leave it for the bichsamazin to patter. So we took care of the first two shayles. The first case with the meatballs, that is a bayin fashas. Bichsamazin is a totally inappropriate bracha for meatballs, and you're not even yotze b'dievet. If a person would eat a meatball out of a meal and make benching on it, he wouldn't be yotze. That he has to say by nefashis, and even after the meal, he'd have to say by nefashis. In the second case we should discuss now, when he had cake before the meal, for whatever reason it was, if a person has cake, but if he's going to have the meal within a half hour, then he will not say alamichya, since there's a possibility that the correct bracha for cake is actually the bichsamazin, which he's going to say. So we'll say, and even if it's not, but you'll be yoytze b'dievet b'chsamazen on cake, unlike meatballs, where even b'dievet you're not yoytze if you bench on a meatball out of a meal. So therefore we say, correct thing is to do, not to say on a mechya now, have him, just rely on the b'chsamazen. Again, l'chatchila, have in mind before the b'chsamazen, that it should cover the cake before the meal. But b'dievet, even if you never had that in mind, your b'chsamazen will be enough for the cake. Now we're going to get to the third child. The third child, the yeshiva bach who comes home at night, and he's hungry, and he takes a bowl of macaroni. And he eats a macaroni, and he's still hungry, and now he wants to wash and have bread. Does he have to say ala michya on the macaroni, or is enough for b'chsamazen? So here, the din is that he should say ala michya before he washes. And the reason is because the correct bracha of a macaroni is definitely not b'chsamazen. Like we said, b'chsamazen is not lechem, it's not bread. The pasam b'kisin is bread. It's a type of bread. It's even chayv and challah. But it's just because there's a suffix what the Passover kissing is. So therefore we say, it wants you anyway, saying benching. So have in mind the benching will pass it. However, macaroni, according to everybody, is not lechem. And therefore the correct bracha on macaroni is definitely not b'chsamazin. So why should he rely on a bracha, which is an incorrect bracha, when he could say a bracha, which is for sure the correct bracha? So therefore, in the case of the macaroni, he has to first say ala michya on the macaroni and then wash and have the meal.
If he didn't say it before,
so then, but if he already benched, let's say, then b'dievet, he will not make ala michya, because b'dievet, if a person benches even on macaroni, he's yoytze b'dievet. The Gemara says if a person benches on wine and on dates, they're very filling, and therefore b'dievet, if a person would bench, he had dates, and by mistake of saying, instead of saying ala eitz, he benched, or if a person drank wine, and instead of saying ala gefen, he said b'chsamazayin, the Gemara says yoytze b'dievet, so therefore the place can say that for sure, mezainus, we know that mezainus is very filling, that's why it's a bracha is mezainus. The bracha macaroni, even a sakuk mezainus, is more filling than dates, and therefore a person would be yoytze b'dievet with benching on macaroni, but it's not l'chatchila. So therefore, since l'chatchila, you've got to say the appropriate bracha, so for l'chatchila, you must say ala michya before the meal. If a person already benched and you remember that he didn't say alamicha, he will not say alamicha afterwards, because b'dievet, b'ilcha samazin patterns, even a cooked mezainis, since the mezainis is filling.
If you remember during the meal?
So if you remember during the meal, so then the post can say, if he plans on continuing eating the macaroni in the meal, then he will cover it, he should leave it and cover it with the b'ilcha samazin. But if he doesn't plan on continuing eating macaroni in the meal, then it seems that he would say it even in the middle of the meal. Because even though b'chsamazin would cover macaroni, but it's only b'dievet. It's definitely not l'chatchila, as opposed to the cake, which is only a suffix that the b'chsamazin is not the correct bracha. There is a possibility that b'chsamazin is the correct bracha for cake and cookies. So therefore, since there's a possibility that is the correct bracha, and he's anyway saying b'chsamazin, and even if it wouldn't be the correct bracha, he would still be yotze b'dievet, therefore we say, let b'chsamazin patter it and don't say ala michya. But macaroni, since macaroni, the correct bracha is definitely not b'chsamazin, therefore, even though it does patter b'dievet, l'chatchila say the correct bracha achreinu, which is ala michya, and only if a person already benched, and he didn't say ala michya, then we say the benching patters it, since benching b'dievet patters macaroni. Now, from these halachas, we can learn a very important halacha negeya to a suffix. We started off at the beginning, we said that l'chatchila, you're not supposed to eat any food before a meal, because of a bracha shein tzricha, and you have to be makdim, you have a chiyuv to be makdim amaitzi. Let's say you're going to have a food in the meal, which is a suffix, if it needs a bracha. Let's say a person is going to have dessert, but there are a lot of desserts we're not going to go into now. There's a lot of desserts that are questionable, whether they need a bracha, or whether they're part of a bracha, like ice cream. It's a big shayla. So let's say a person wants to avoid the shayla, so he has a good etzer. He can eat before the meal, he'll take a little shahakoil, before the meal, a person knows, let's say he knows he's going to a chassi, he knows he's going to have ice cream for dessert. The ice cream is going to be a safek bracha. So when you have a shayla of a safek bracha, you can't make a bracha because you have to be chayshish for a bracha vatala. You'll eat it without a bracha. But if he wants to avoid the safek, he doesn't want to run into risk of eating without a bracha, he has an eitzah. He could take a bit of shahakel before the meal, and that shahakel, ala tzad, that the ice cream requires a bracha, the shahakel will part of it. And if it doesn't, so it won't part of it. He didn't do anything wrong. But he just has to make sure, now he doesn't have an issa bracha shein tzvicha because he has a tzayich. There's a justified reason why he's doing it. He's not just gnashing on a food before meal. He has a justified reason. He doesn't have the issa of being makdim Shahakotama, it's because he's also doing it for a justified reason. He has a reason. If you want to specifically eat a food later, you don't have to give it priority. So that he could do. He should just be careful to eat less than the kazayas of the food. When he's making kazayas before the meal, because when he's taking or making shahaka before the meal, because maybe the tapat of the ice cream, he should make sure to have less than the kazayas. Because if the ice cream does not need a bracha, then this food has no connection to the meal. And he's going to require bracha achrayin. He's going to have a sovin. That's exactly what we do with karpas. The purpose of karpas is, the Gemara has this machlekes rishonim, where the karpas require, whether the mori in the seder requires a bracha, is the mori tofel to the pas, tofel to the matzah or not? So machlekes, if the mori requires own bracha, so what do we do to avoid the sovin? We make a bracha on karpas before the seder, and the karpas will pata the mori if it requires a bracha, and we know we take less than a kazayis. Because if a person can have a kazayis or karpas, and then on the tzad that the mori does not require bracha, so this karpas had no connection to the meal. It would require bracha in it. So to avoid the sofik, we take karpas, but we make sure to eat less than the kazayis.
Even though there's a long gap in between them.
Even though there's a long gap, even after the long gap, a person does not lose a bracha v'shayna. Bracha achrayna, a person loses once it's after a long time. But a bracha v'shayna, a person, as long as he's not masich das, as long as he didn't decide that he's finished eating, a bracha v'shayna even be a couple of hours, even kol hayom, the loshon mishabuas, person can make a bracha shayna in the morning, as long as he didn't leave his building, leave his house, his bracha shayna is carving the whole day, as long as he wasn't mesir das, he didn't decide that he's not eating. So that is the correct data. Any person who has a meal, and he knows in the meal, he's going to have a food, which is a sofik if he needs a bracha, he has this eitzah that before he washes, he could take a little bit of food, which is that bracha, he should take less than the kazayas, and have in mind that if it requires a bracha, it will pass it. So just to sum up what we learned today, lechatchila, a person shouldn't make any brachas before the meal if he's planning on eating that food in the meal, because it's going to be a bracha, he's causing unnecessary bracha, and he's going to be over the din of being, he's being makdim, he's giving priority to a shahakol or hadoma or eitz, whatever it is before hamoitzi, when hamoitzi has priority to be the first bracha. So those two reasons, he's not allowed to eat before the meal, lechatchila. If you have a justified reason, like we said, because the food that you're going to eat in the meal will have a sovik bracha, and this will take care of that, then you do it, you are allowed to, you don't have those concerns, it's not called Einat Tzricha, because you have a justified reason, you're not over the din kadima, like any time, that the priority is only when you're planning or eating both foods right now, but if you have a specific reason why you want to eat this food, let's say a person starts his meal with a grapefruit, and he's going to have grapes for dessert, we don't say he has to make a bracha on the grapes, because the grapes are Shivas Aminim, because he doesn't want to eat the grapes now, he wants to have the grapes for dessert, and the grapefruit at the beginning of the meal. So we're not going to tell him you've got to change your Seder Achila in order to give priority to a more Choshev Bracha, Choshev food. So to him, since he has a reason why he wants to eat the Shahaka before Amoitzi, he has a justified reason, so it's not a Bracha Shein Tzvicha, he's not bringing over the din of Kadima Bebrachas. And then we spoke in the three cases where he's eating a meal without bread, and then he changes his mind, wants the bread. So if the food that he ate is a Bayna Fashis, then he has to make a Bayna Fashis. No way Bechasam Osam will pattern it. And even if he already benched, without Bayna Fashis, he has to say Bayna Fashis after benching. If he eats cakes or cookies, which most of them are all a Safik if they're cake or bread, Selechatchila, let Bechasam Osam pattern it, preferably be Mechavan specifically before, without Kavanah Dobedev, it will also pattern it. And the third case of the macaroni, a person having macaroni, which is the correct broch, is definitely not Bechasam Osam, therefore Lechatchila, he should say Alamichya before the meal. However, he already benched, he will not say Alamichya, because the Bichsamazin will pattern. I just want to say, in the summer, like seven weeks ago, a nephew of mine was tragically nifta in Switzerland, went paragliding, Avrom Rabinowitz. So we put out a brachas card, Ilu Nishmasai. So we invite everyone to take things one has to be Nizron. The Chofetz Chaim said that his Zoy be brachas of Bazet, Hinotzim Mikol Sovetzuka, being meticulous in brachas, will save a person from all trouble and distress. So we printed a card, it's in Hebrew and English. From the left it opens in English, it's wallet size, you can keep it with you. You can go into the bathroom, as long as you don't have it in your shirt pocket. A shirt pocket is only one covering, all other pockets is already two coverings. And it should be a schus il nishmas, and everyone's invited to take a brachas card. Some of the halachas which we learned today are on the card, and should be a schus il nishmas.
Excellent, excellent. One of the best shiurim. Are you the son?